Lithgow, once a powerhouse of coal and steel, is a city defined by its strong industrial heritage. Now locals and transport experts are pushing to breathe new life into that legacy by reviving the city's dormant railway yards as the birthplace of a cleaner, greener rail industry, beginning with the reacquisition of the locomotive workshops. Susan Hu asked Dr. Michelle Zybots, 2024 Engineers Australia Transport Medal winner and senior lecturer at the University of Technology, Sydney, why is reacquiring the Lithgow locomotive workshops so important?
So the community and council are combined and they're collaborating and they're asking state government and federal government to collaborate and buy the site from Pacific National. We're now waiting on the government to move on that. It's been a bit frustrating, actually. But the reason why that workshop site is important is because there's a chronic shortage of railway workshop space in New South Wales and other parts of the country at the moment. And there was a very great fear that that site might be sold off to land bankers for real estate development and speculation. So that's one issue. The other issue is that Lithgow is the birthplace of industrial Australia. It's a coal mining community at the moment, or at least that's how we're perceived. But we're also a big railway community, and the solar train was invented and it was manufactured here in Lithgow. It's now in operation in other parts of New South Wales, at Byron Bay, and there's two vehicles now being exported to Japan. What the Lithgow Community and Council want to do is to see a solar train service that goes from Lithgow out to Kapiti and the new Gardens of Stone National Park, which is beautiful. It's beautiful and it's bigger and better than the Three Sisters at Katoomba. So what we want to do is enable people from Sydney to come up on those new Marryong train sets that are lovely, interchange at Lithgow or get out and walk around in our main street in Lithgow, which is right on top of the station concourse, and then catch a solar train, which is a train that's got solar panels embedded on its roof and it's run on a battery electric system. And it does that through non-electrified sections of rail tracks. So it's zero emissions. And they're beautiful old vintage rail carriages that have had this modern technology added onto them. And there are dining cars and there's beautiful timber work inside and you can open them and close the windows yourself manually and, you know, kids can stick their head out the window and have a look and all sorts of things like that. So it's a beautiful way in which people from Sydney could come and have a terrific rail holiday. And we'd like to build those en masse, if we could, in Lithgow, and see them, bring about a kind of railway renaissance throughout regional New South Wales and possibly other parts of the country.
Is this being introduced now? Is it currently being worked on?
We're currently lobbying for it. The community is going to go out, and I think we're going to try crowdsourcing the funding to get the first solar train built that would hopefully operate in Lithgow. We're currently negotiating with the state government, but our priority has been to try and secure the future of the Lithgow Locomotive Workshop site because we need that workshop space for two things. That's where we would manufacture solar trains and it's also where we would be able to store the rolling stock when they've finished their runs between Lithgow and Kapiti. But we're also wanting to run solar trains between Lithgow and Bathurst, if we can, because the New South Wales Central West is actually really beautiful and it's a place that a lot of people from Sydney just don't know about. Everyone knows about the Blue Mountains, but there's another world on the other side of the Blue Mountains and there's now an opportunity for bicycle holidays and things like that. So one of the things we contend is that, why go to Bali when you can come to Lithgow, which might sound a bit strange, but it's actually quite serious. The country is beautiful and we think the transport and zero emission transport from Sydney is not very far away at all, into these wilderness areas that are just stunning. I think it is the widest canyon in the world and there's one point at which the train comes out from a tunnel and then it just grabs you. And the landscape out here in the Central West is different to what it is on the coast because it's all about the meeting of the sky and the land. There's no sea. And I don't know, there's just something very different. And you get a sense of vastness that you don't quite get with an ocean. It's quite strange. I can't describe it, but it's one of the reasons why I love living here.
Dr. Michelle Zybots, award-winning transport planner from UTS School of Civil and Environmental Engineering, speaking there with reporter Susan Hu.